We're joined right now by a really impressive young pitcher. 8-6 on the year, ERA of 2.87, 149 strikeouts. The Cards have won each of his last five starts. He was the 34th pick overall back in 2014. St. Louis is in second in the NL Central. They're currently in first in the wild card. Pittsburgh is at St. Louis tonight, 7:15 Eastern start time. Jack Flaherty is my guest. Jack, really nice to have you on.
Jim,
good morning. How are you?
Jim, how's it going?
Good, Jack. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm doing really good.
Good. Listen, you're coming off a win on Tuesday. Let me start right there. You went seven innings. You allowed just one run against Pittsburgh. So, Jack, how good does it feel to not only be pitching in the postseason race, but to be coming up huge the way you are right now?
You know, man, it just feels good to go out there with these guys and be able to compete every day. You know, every time I go out there, I'm just trying to put the team in a position to win the game and make sure that when I come out of there, we got a chance to win it, no matter what's going on. But, you know, it's fun. Right now, every game matters, and every time we get a chance to go out there, we know that it's important.
Right now, listen, your preparation is already legendary. How much of what you're doing, Jack, every fifth day is about the work that you put in between your starts? And what kind of work do you do, and then how does that show up when you pitch on game day?
I say all of it. I say all of it's from preparation. I think that where I'm at right now comes from the preparation in between starts, making sure that, you know, I'm putting in the time to where I know that I'm ready, and that no matter what happens that fifth day, if let's say things go poorly that fifth day, I know I've put in all the time that I can to be ready to be able to have my team's back on that day. Just you know, I think that's where the prep work comes in, is just me trying to make sure I'm ready, and that I know once I come out of that game, I had done everything that I possibly could to be ready for that day.
Jack Flaherty, my guest. Now, because of how dominant you've been and how big of a role you're playing right now in getting the team back to the postseason, there's this kind of tricky discussion about how much to use you down the stretch. So let me ask you, how does your arm feel right now?
And I feel great. I got no worries about it. Body feels great, you know, but this is what we work for. This is what each and every one of us work for, is to be ready for times like this, you know, no matter what the situation is. We work to be ready for a situation like this. We never worry about, you know, use down the stretch or nothing like that. We're just, you know, we prepare for this.
You know, Jack, I ran down some of your stats. I could keep doing it, but I don't need to run down the stats. I only need to mention the fact that Bob Gibson wanted to meet you. What was your reaction when you first heard that?
And hearing that was special. I think I had maybe talked to him for 5 minutes, maybe in the previous year. Just running into him, but at that point I had somebody mention it to me, and I was like, I knew he was around that day, but I didn't see him. And I saw on one of the monitors that he was sitting in the dugout, and I just said, whatever else I got to do right now is not as important as running outside and talking to that guy. So I just got dressed, jumped at the opportunity, ran outside, got, you know, the 10-15 minutes that I could get with him, and just really jumped at the opportunity. That's something special when, you know, you get somebody like that who says, hey, yeah, I'd really like some time with you.
Hey, Jack, especially if you do what you do. Listen, I've done this a long, long time. I've talked to almost everybody who matters in this game or in any sport. The first time I met Bob Gibson, you have to understand, this guy is so different. He has got such amazing presence. And I would imagine, even for you and what you do, this guy is really, really intimidating. It's one thing for Bob Gibson to say, hey, I'd like to meet you. Quite another for Bob Gibson to say, I know who you are. I've been watching you. This is one of the greatest to ever do it. And he's saying, I know who you are, and I've been watching you. What was it like to hear that from him?
That's a legend right there. There's no getting around the fact that that's a legend. And, you know, I introduced myself to him, but he goes, no, I know who you are. I've been watching. And that was something like, dang, like, that's special, because, you know, obviously I know who he is. That's without a doubt. Like, you know, that's an easy thing to know. But then for him to say something like that just was, you know, kind of caught me off guard and whatnot. But, It's something that was really cool to hear. But anytime, you know, I got about 15 minutes with him, and you know, I hope to have a lot of time with him coming in the future. But, you know, just that 15 minutes with him that he let me have with him was special.
Jack, last thought about that too. He knows you. He wanted to meet you. And then on top of that, he wanted to talk to you about your slider. He loves your slider. So when Bob Gibson knows your repertoire and wants to talk to you about your pitches, you know that's something. We're talking to Jack Flaherty. Now, Jack, you're from Burbank. You played your high school ball at Harvard Westlake, which is not all that far from where we are. What do you remember about those days? What was high school ball like there?
It was fun. Put it simply, man. It was fun. I loved playing there. That was one of the best times of my life. I mean, we had a great group of coaches, and most importantly, we just had a really great group of guys there. And it was just fun. I mean, we each and every day we went out to practice, and I think that's where the prep work kind of started was, you know, our coach, he kind of believed in us working hard each and every day, making sure we're ready for game day, and that when it comes to game day, there's no situation we haven't put ourselves in. So, I think that's where the prep work starts. But Harvard Westlake, that was such a great time. It was so much fun there.
Hey Jack, listen, we keep talking about your prep work. The fact is, and I should have made this point, you're only 22. You're only 22, and yet your teammates and people around the league rave about your maturity, your professionalism. As an example, Bud Norris talks about the fact that you keep a journal and on your workouts, and you're constantly making notes on what you want to get done. So where does the attitude and the approach come from? Where did you learn that?
Man, that's just something. It was kind of after my 2016 season, where I was in high A, and I really struggled to be consistent. You know, I got off to a really bad start, and then had a really good stretch, and then struggled again, and then had a good stretch to kind of end the season, and I just kind of found myself writing things in my phone, like on my notes in my phone about, you know, what was feeling good, because I just could never remember, like, okay, I pitched this day and it went well. What felt good on that day? And I could never remember. So I was like, yeah, I need to write this stuff down just so I can kind of, you know, I can kind of remember what felt good, what I was thinking that day, what I did. And I think that's kind of where it started. And I don't know who it was or if somebody ever met, but I think somebody somewhere along the line had mentioned like keeping a journal to be able to remember things like that. But when it comes to that, I mean, that's just something that I kind of have started and I completely stuck with and have not really gotten away from it. And I don't really see myself getting away from it at any time, but for me, it's just preparation. It puts me in a position where I know going into a game where I'm at, what I'm comfortable with, what my keys are, what I need to do in order to be successful. And if I'm able to go out and do that, then most of the time good things are going to happen. But if they don't, I know I've done everything that I possibly could to be ready for that fifth day. And, you know, just to put it all out there. And that's one thing that Gibson told me was that I asked him, you know, he's going 9 every time out, and he said, I'm just giving it all. I'm putting everything out there. You know, when I come off the mound, I'm not leaving anything out there. There's no saving energy. There's no conserving or nothing. It's just leave it all out there, and then, you know, most time good things are going to happen.
Cardinals pitcher Jack Flaherty joining us for another moment. Hey Jack, not to get too local with it, but since I grew up in Southern California and played Little League Baseball, I've got a couple of sons that play baseball. I got to know, man, where did you play Little League ball, and did you play travel ball growing up here? Of course you had to.
Sherman Oaks Little League.
Oh, dude. Me too.
Where it all started.
Me too. Sherman Oaks Little League. Fact.
Yeah.
I think you are the only big leaguer I've ever spoken to that played at Sherman Oaks Little League. I love that, man. What was that like?
Man, that was – I met some of my best friends growing up. And still to this day, best friends with some of those guys that I played with. Started with the same group of guys from when I was 7 – I think I was six or seven years old. I mean, grew up, started Little League there, and then first tournament I ever played in, I think, was Memorial Day weekend. And it's funny, my mom always tells the story. She says, I had no idea what I was getting into, because once that tournament happened and we played that weekend, there was no other weekend for the next, however many years, 10 years, where she was free.
We laugh about that all the time. You're right. Right,
yeah,
parents.
You never know what you're getting into. And I mean, I give her absolutely all the credit in the world. But, Sherman Oaks, That was a fun place to be.
Jack, that is so awesome. You know, here in Southern California, like Encino Little League is a good league. West Hills out in the Valley is a good league. But Sherman Oaks, man, I can remember even as a kid when I played like Dick Amberg, not to date myself, and I'm much older than you, but Dick Amberg would come because his kid played in the league. Frank Robinson's kid played the league 1 year. Now, I don't have that same experience as you. I didn't play in some tournament and move on to much greater things. I am so hyped and so pumped that you played Sherman Oaks Little League. That is the best.
Sherman Oaks is the best place to be at.
Well, not only that, just so we're clear about this, in your bio, on your Twitter feed, you've got 818 forever. Did you keep your 818 phone number? Are you still repping that?
Still always 818. Always remember where you came from.
818 forever. Jack Flaherty, man, off to an amazing start, having a great first year. Jack, couldn't appreciate you anymore, and I am hyped, not only for this conversation and for your success, but the fact that it all started at Sherman Oaks Little League. That is the best. I'm pumped.
Thank you, Jim. I appreciate it.
Jack, you have a great day. Great to talk to you. Nice to meet you. And keep it up. Stay strong. Jack Flaherty, that is awesome. Like, I thought, I'll be honest with you, if it sounds like I'm hyped, it's because I am, because I didn't know that. I was hoping that was the answer.